Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Friday, October 21, 2011. Serving to Save. From 1 Kings 18. Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them into 2 caves, and he had supplied them with food. A confrontation was coming. God sent Elijah back to confront King Ahab, who had brought Baal worship into Israel, and whose wife Jezebel was trying to kill off the Lord's prophets. In the midst of this turmoil was Obadiah. He was in charge of Ahab's palace, but he was also a devout believer in the Lord. What was it like to be in such an important position in a corrupt administration? Obadiah did not confuse his position with his purpose for living. Obadiah knew he had been placed in such a position not for his personal gain, but to be an instrument of God, and particularly an instrument of life. Knowing that his purpose was to save others, Obadiah protected 100 prophets of God from certain death. We do not know much about Obadiah's rescue mission, but we know it was intentional, strategic, and dangerous. As Obadiah supplied food and water for the prophets whom Jezebel was trying to kill, he may even have diverted food and water from the queen's table. In a difficult situation, Obadiah marked his course by clarifying his mission in life: to serve God and to be an instrument of salvation. From that foundation, Obadiah found the freedom that comes from serving God.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.